Hi, this is a dictation for patient DeMonta Colley. D like Detroit, A-M-O-N, T like Tom, E, DeMonte, C-O-L-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 10-15-97. And date of accident is 4-9-2022. Date of service is 6-21-2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. He reports that he was involved in an automobile accident. And the car was rear-ended from behind on a high speed, 100 miles an hour, by a big truck. And that was trying to exit in a rush, and there was a rollover four times of their car. There was a person, Mika Cook was the driver, and there was another two more people, and it appears that nobody died in this accident. After the rollover, patient reports that the seat belts were broken, even though he was restrained. He started having headaches. Along with this, the patient started having pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 10, with radiation to both legs and the left shoulder pain, with radiation to the left upper arm. Patient reports now today he has no neck pain at this time. It is completely resolved. Only the lower back pain is present to the tune of 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. And headaches are present, but they are also improving, 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are less often and less severe. He has a mild pain in the shoulder around 4 and slight muscle weakness. Other than that, they know the issue. The pain levels are 8 to 9 and the ADLs are affected 10 at this time. Patient report that there is no release in the pain at all in the lower back. Although neck pain is better and the headaches are slightly better. ADLs that are reported affected are as follows. Mood is set 10. General activity, walking ability, sleep are affected 9. Enjoyment of life is affected 8. System review. Patient reports is suffering from headaches without any issue of dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, no history of any memory loss or balance problem or any loss of equilibrium or confusion, disorientation. The patient reports of lower back stiffness and lower back pain without any trouble walking or radiation. Mild discomfort in the left shoulder. GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has remained the same, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tramadol. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is to patient report full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 121 over 87, pulse is 89, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit of 4-18-2022, dictation number 0502-041. Kindly, you place general review, musculoskeletal examination, and the extremities examination along with the diagnosis. Plan of care is to provide the following medications to the patient, which are Celebrex 200 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory. Lyrica, 50 milligram at night or and in the morning, twice a day. For neuropathy, Scalexin, 800 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Lunesta, 1 milligram daily for sleep. Lidocaine patch for topical pain relief. Cerisat, 1 to 2 every 6 hours PR and headache. All the maps were reviewed and the labs were reviewed. Physical therapy will continue for the lower back at 3 times per week. Disability continues for work, housework replacement, and transportation. The MRIs were ordered for the patient. And their reports are as follows. In the cervical spine, there is a spondylotic changes are present in the cervical spine in general. However, there is no disc issues or any injury related to the automobile. There is a facet arthropathy and vertebral spurring. In the lumbar spine, there is a diffuse disc bulge at L4, L5 with mild end plate spurring. And L5 S1, there is a mild disc bulge with end plate spurring and a posterior small central zone disc herniation. However, the spinal canal and neural foramina are patent. Retrolisthesis is present in L5 on S1 around 4 millimeters. These findings are reported to the patient. He was advised that he may benefit from lumbar epidural steroid injection. That will be arranged for him for the next week. Thank you.